This is the Wall Street Update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. Now, the party at the pumps appears to be over for motorists, at least for now. Although oil prices tumbled between mid-2014 and around about the start of this year, since then they've been recovering. And now they've gone back over $50 a barrel for the first time in 7 months. Robert Brusker at Facts and Opinion Economics in New York told me why.
Big numbers tend to be important to markets, but you've got wildfires in Canada, you've got a strike in France, you've got special events going on in Nigeria, you've got all kinds of special things that have gone together to create this sort of temporary shortage that's pushed oil prices up. And the smarter people in the oil market are beginning to wonder a little bit about how far this goes and how long this lasts.
And meanwhile, leaders of the rich club of nations, the G7, have been meeting in Japan, haven't they, with the global economy uppermost in their thoughts, really?
Yes, and that's what will stay. It will stay uppermost in their thoughts, and it will be lowermost in their actions, as it usually is at these G7 meetings. Exchange rates continue to be a point of tension. They keep saying all of the right things and doing all of the wrong things in exchange markets. That's a dead end. I don't think that they have anything they can do on the policy front. I think everybody is locked into what they're doing. You know, Europe can't do fiscal policy. The U.S. can't do fiscal policy. The Chinese are doing some and have a terrible debt overhang. Japan has a terrible debt overhang. This is just sort of where we are. We painted ourselves into a corner and we're waiting for the paint to dry.
Robert Brusker. Well, the Dow ended the day down 0.1% at 17,828. London's main share index that ended the day hardly changed at 6,265.